if somebody did die, you'd say, I don't know what he died, and you're not sure what the reason was. Say, I'm not sure what he died.
What was the cause of his death?
No, like, you say, somebody said, why did this guy die? You say, well, I don't know what he died.
You don't know what he died with, or what was the cause of his death?
Okay. What's a place where people are buried called?
Graveyard.
Is there any other words? And is there any difference between, say, a public place where a lot of people are and a private place?
Well, they call it a cemetery.
Is a cemetery different from a graveyard?
Well, no, they're all graveyards. They don't. Okay.
What's the name? What's the box that people are buried in?
Well, the casket.
Is that what about the portable box itself? Not the whole vault, but the little box that they put in. That's called the casket.
That's the casket.
Do you know any other names for it? There's a coffin.
Yeah, they used to call them coffins.
Okay. What's the ceremony called at a cemetery when somebody's died and people are gone?
Well, it's a funeral, they call it. It had its funeral at the graveyard.
Okay. If people are dressed in black, you'd say they're in?
In mourning.
Is there anything else when people are, say people are really worked up and emotional about death in the family, if say the women lose control of themselves, would they still be in, would you say they're in mourning, or would you say something else? They're really, would you say at a graveyard if people were carrying on, would you say they were mourning, or would you say that something else they were doing?
Well, that would about cover it, I guess.
Okay. You know, like taking on or carrying on?
Yeah.
Okay, if somebody meets you on the street and he says, how are you? And you say, and you're feeling all right, you know, you're just feeling about average. You'd say, oh, I'm
feeling common.
Okay. If someone's troubled and you don't want that person to be troubled, you say, oh, it'll be all right. Don't
bother. It'll work out. Mm-hmm.
Say some children are out late. If your children were living at home and they were out late and your wife is getting excited, you say they'll be home all right. Don't
worry.
Okay. What's a disease you get in the joints?
Well, you get arthritis and rheumatism.
Okay. There used to be a disease, I believe. It still exists, but I don't think it's so common anymore. What children used to get, I think, particularly, used to get a very sore throat with blisters and... do you know the name of that? They used to give... Around World War I, they started giving people...
Well, it was a diphtheria.
And then there's another disease that makes you turn yellow. Do you know the name of that?
The yellow jaundice.
Yellow jaundice. Do they have any nicknames, any other names for that?
No, I don't know of any.
Okay. When you have your appendix taken out, you say you'd have an attack of...
Appendix?
But you had a... Say, what do you call it when you have your appendix taken out? You had an attack of...
Well, you had an operation of the appendix.
But would you call appendicitis?
Appendicitis. Yeah,
you had. Okay. Now, here's a pleasant question. If you should eat something that didn't agree with you, and it wouldn't stay in your stomach, you'd say you'd have to
vomit?